Settle down, kids, and let your Uncle Olaf tell you a story. Sit down, Lefsa-Leps. 'Twas the night before Christmas, then all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a moose.
Isn't that mouse, Uncle Olaf?
You want to tell a story? No, I didn't think so. The stockings were hung by the fake fireplace with care. Even Uncle Ingvald was hanging there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Colleen Needles danced in their heads. Unless you were a girl, you're probably thinking about that gal darn Rosen guy. I can't figure that out. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my red Senex cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Then out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what in the heck was going on out there. Away to the window I flew like a flash, like tore open the shutters and threw up moss hash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. Then what to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny rain mooses. But a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it's gotta be that darn Ole Knudsen. Ole, get the heck off of my roof, will ya? Trying to do a radio deal in here. But then I looked again, and I'll be darned if it wasn't Saint Nick. More rapid than the Philadelphia Eagles, his rain mooses, they came. And he whistled and he shouted and he called him by name. He said, Ani Dinah, Hopkins, Fridley, and Mendota. On St. Thomas Tommy's, Vikes. Hey, how about those Twins? Go, you Gophers! Now dash away on. So up to the housetop, the rain mooses, they flew. With a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof one of them darn rain mooses, his foot was caught in my eaves trough. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the fake fireplace St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. He had so much fur on, I thought it was that darn Sha-Sha Gabor. Ow! A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack of Camel Straights. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose was the berries. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as Bernadette Peters, for crying out loud. His stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a turban. For a minute I thought he was a Dalai Lama, and I almost asked for spiritual coexistence. He had a really fat face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of rollerballs. He was chubby and plump, a right yolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I didn't have a god darn thing to worry about. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and Ma's hosiery, and then he called me a yerk. And laying his finger and picking his nose and giving a nod up the fake fireplace, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like they had sat on something sharp. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all and to all.
Will you tell us another one, Uncle Olaf?
I'll go fly kites.